Hello, everyone, and welcome here on Patchwork Heart Radio, Radio for the Catholic Heart. I'm your host, Bill Snyder, and on today's podcast episode of Young Catholics Respond, we're going to be talking with the executive producer of the Truth and Life audio Bible and app, Michael Stark. Michael is an interesting guy, and he just has a passion for sharing the Word of God with millions, literally millions of people out there. And so I am so excited to have Michael on the line with us tonight as we talk about this impressive audio Bible and app. Michael, it's just great having you with me here tonight. Thanks for taking some time to share your faith and share some information about this incredible venture that you have going.
Well, thanks, Bill. It's great to have the opportunity to share it with you and your audience. And, yeah, you said millions. There's actually 1.2 billion Catholics out there. I would like to reach them all, but one at a time. And you're helping me do that right now.
Very good. Hey, thank you so much, Michael. So just tell me a little bit about how this Truth and Life Bible came about. What's the history? How did this whole story unfold?
Well, it started actually back in 1995 when I was playing in a men's baseball league, and I met this guy who is now my best friend and the producer of this project, Carl Amari, and he was an old-time radio guy. He was driving a really nice car, and I was wondering, you know, we started talking about what we did, and I was in advertising, and he was in a company called Radio Spirits, where he remastered all the old-time radio shows, and he was also, you know, doing a couple independent films and whatnot, and he ended up making a film with a guy by the name of Jim Caviezel called Madison. It's a family film, and Jim played the dad, and it was before Jim played, obviously, Jesus, and Carl and Jim became good friends, and Jim invited Carl to Rome when they were filming The Passion. While they were over there, they were talking about Carl's ability to make great audio productions, and they started talking about making an audio Bible, and Carl thought, well, I'm Catholic, and so is Jim, but he didn't really know, you know, the Bible well enough to be putting something like that together. And so they got some Bible experts, but the problem was nobody wanted to do a Catholic Bible. They heard over and over again, nobody in the Catholic people are not Bible people. So Thomas Nelson approached him, and they did an audio New King James Version called the Word of Promise, which Jim stars as Jesus. But Carl still had that something's missing feeling, and he wanted to do a Catholic Bible. I said, well, you know, we did that, and he made enough money on it to help, you know, sort of cover some of the costs of a Catholic version. And then he came to me and said, hey, would you be willing to, you know, fund this with me? And I said, I absolutely would. And so that's how we got started. And Carl went out and found Neil McDonough to play Jesus, who was an awesome actor and very eager to take the role as our Lord and Savior. In fact, he made the comment that this will be the best role he ever plays in his life, even though he's not visible. Nothing could top playing the Lord. So Carl assembled a wonderful cast with several well-known actors, including Kristen Bell, Blair Underwood, Michael York, Neil McDonough, as I mentioned, Brian Cox is the voice of God, and Sean Astin. And so he produced this, and we had you know, had a lot of people talking about how well done it was, and in an interesting way to present the Gospels and the Bible to some you know, people that might not otherwise be inclined to pick up the book and read it. So we think it's an interesting tool.
It is absolutely an interesting tool. And you have a couple different ways people can get this. First of all, it's on a CD format, correct?
Right. That's how it started. It started with the CDs, and it's grown into you know, a wonderful app with a lot of interesting features on it. But first it was the CDs, and people were talking about how great it was to listen to the Bible. And, of course, I went out and started telling all the people that are, you know, visually impaired, and there's a lot of blind Catholics out there. But, you know, not just blind Catholics, but people that maybe aren't, you know, ready to pick up the book, but they'd like to hear it and experience the way it was back in the old days. I mean, because the Bible was spoken. It wasn't read. They didn't even print it at first. It was just a bunch of stories people were telling. And until it got printed, it just was presented that way, and stories were carried on until people finally put a pen to the paper and did that, and it was printed, and now it's audio.
Yeah, it's incredible how well produced this truly is. We're going to take a listen here in just a minute, but you're going to hear some amazing score. I mean, there's an amazing soundtrack that's underneath of this. It just is beautiful, and it's originally written for you, if I'm correct.
Yes.
And then you've got all these just professionally sound effects. I mean, the sound effects I'm talking about, as our listeners will hear in just a minute when we play a clip of this, are the, you know, like even the pen, you know, hitting the page or, you know, is heard, you know. It is such in detail, and there's such feeling. Obviously, I mean, these actors are professionals, as we've talked about. But this truly is just an incredible app, an app that will an app and audio CDs. I keep forgetting the audio CDs because I'm, you know, 28 and have everything on my cell phone. But, you know, for people who like to listen to the Bible, I have not found a better app. And as you say, you won't. So why don't we take a listen? And, you know, for our listeners here, we're in the throes of Lent. One of the really cool features about this app is that you can now get the daily readings for Mass right on your phone. So as I am going to do here, I am going to play the reading for today from Matthew chapter 6. I am going to play it for you so that you can hear this incredible app, but also possibly, you know, join in your Lenten prayer from the gospel. So we're going to play this short little clip here from the reading of the day. Here it is, the Truth and Life Audio Bible.
And in praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father also will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
So there it is. There's the clip of today's reading. And just so you know what day that is, it's for March 11th, the daily reading from Mass. How cool is that? That feature is thrown right in there on your app. You can tap it, and there's the gospel. Now, remember, it's only the New Testament, correct, Michael?
Yeah, we have not made the audio for the Old Testament. We need a few more people to download the audio and the study Bible before we'll be able to produce the next audio version.
Yes, very good. So, but the New Testament, you can hear just how well that is produced and how well that is done. I mean, there's nothing like it. There is nothing like this. And what's even cooler is that you guys have a Vatican imprimatur. Maybe you can share with me the story about how you guys pushed for that, because that's really awesome. This is so authentically Catholic that that there's a Vatican imprimatur on this Bible. So that's amazing.
Well, we got the four by Pope Emeritus Benedict, and we will have something from Pope Francis, hopefully in the near future. Well, Raymond Arroyo and Carl Amari are the producers of this, and Raymond knows Cardinal Dolan very well. And Cardinal Dolan flat out called this the greatest Catholic product ever. And I'm just talking about the audio Bible, not the app or any of the stuff that we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show. But, you know, we made it exactly the way the Vatican wanted us to make it in order to get the imprimatur. We did the RSV version, which is more worldwide than it is necessarily here in this country. But the variance isn't that big a deal. We've since made the Ignatius Bible as well, which is a little different for the Ignatius version. But they were more than happy to give us an imprimatur to spread the word. I mean, that's what our church is about, is spreading the word and getting back to the book that we wrote, because it is our book. The Bible is a Catholic book. So that wasn't really, I mean, I'm not saying it wasn't difficult, because you got a lot of, you know, people to go through to get it, but when they saw what it was, it got green-lighted pretty quick.
Yeah, that's amazing how well-connected this truly is to the church. And it's great that you have such an awesome team of actors. You know, we talked about that, but and so many incredible features that are part of this application. It's well connected, as you pointed out, to the Vatican a little bit, and through Cardinal Dolan, and who has called this the greatest Catholic product ever, as you just said, which is awesome. When you've got somebody like Cardinal Dolan saying something about that, you know it is good. Congratulations for that. But
thank you.
There's lots of other features just outside on this application outside of this audio Bible. I've seen so many within the app. There's study questions. There's I believe some type of concordance in there. If you click on this, it's pulling up all sorts of information. It's just so incredible. Maybe just highlight some of the really awesome features that make this app so different than all the other ones.
Okay, well, when people ask me what makes it different, the first thing I say is it's got an imprimatur. You've already touched on that. It has a form of the Pope. We just touched on that. But as far as the app itself, the people that put this together for us, FutureSoft down in Houston, Texas, they are full-blown partners with us. They are very, very interested in propagating the faith and changing, shaking up the Catholic Church, as they said. And what they came to us with and said, hey, we can make an app for you, can do all kinds of things you can't even imagine yet. Like, we're talking about the daily readings. That's something that has been in the works for a while. We just went live with Spanish last Wednesday, Ash Wednesday. So we've got a Spanish Bible now, which has been something that people have been asking for. So when people come to us and say, hey, we'd like you to do this, or could you do that, or you know, we could either say yes or no. We've had questions about making it work on a BlackBerry. Or a Windows phone, and it just doesn't make sense. So the unfortunate answer to those people is no. However, the Windows phones are now going to be operating on an Apple platform or an Android platform, I forget, one or the other, in the near future. So we're trying to make this as accessible to everybody as possible electronically, first of all. Now, you want to talk about the features it has? You mentioned the concordance. Yes, we have a search tool. You tap on the search tool, and you type in a word or name. And you'll get a concordance of every passage starting with Genesis and ending in Revelation where that word or name appears. For instance, if you're looking for Job, and somebody says, find Job in the New Testament, well, how long is it going to take you to find Job? All you have to do is type in Job, and you scroll down, the last and only chapter that he appears in is James 5:11. That's it. But you might be looking a lot of other places and spinning your wheels. So that's really cool. Well, the word fear appears 365 times. Faith appears 496. Love, 810. You can play Bible trivia with this kind of stuff, and if people are asking you questions, you're going to come up with answers quicker than anybody else. That's one. The other thing is the index, which is awesome, too. You've got the contents on the toolbar on the left, but if you look at the top of the page, you'll see Sirian Genesis 1:1. You tap on that, and it'll give you a drop-down grid of every book, all 73 books, of the Bible. You just tap on the book, then a grid from the chapters pops up, you pick on the chapter, and then you tap on the next grid, which is the verses. So you go right where you want to go in a matter of seconds. So it works for a lot of people. It is endorsed by the NCEA, so the schools are starting to figure this out now. Sister Mary Paul Kay here in Chicago is the one who got her hands on it. She's the one who introduced me to the NCEA and said this is something everyone should have. But just like anything else, some things are slow to move, and a lot of people are not aware of it yet, but, they will be in the near future, and it works on smart boards. You can go, sentence by sentence. It's really cool. The other thing that's neat is the audio. As you're listening, the sentences or paragraphs are being highlighted, so you know right where you are. If you look away for a minute, you can pick right back up if you want to follow it word by word. That's cool. And then that's basically all the free stuff, as well as the audio of Mark, which we're giving away for free. The additional 20 hours of the New Testament is available for $19.95. And, people want to get that. Hopefully they will. Then they can help us to further our mission to creating more content in the very near future. The Old Testament and then the Spanish audio are definitely on our to-do list, so to speak.
Yeah,
and that is everything that's there for free. And then we can talk about the additional content as well, but I'm doing all the talking, so maybe you have another question before we get into that.
No, I mean, that's fantastic. I'm just so excited that this app is out there for all sorts of people. You know, I was playing around with the app and all of its different features, and I have an Apple TV, and you can even put the audio through your Apple TV, which is awesome, an incredible feature. Is there any thought, you know, I hate to do this on an interview, but I'm going to do it because it's something that I think would be a cool feature, is if you were able to scroll the text right up on the TV while you were playing it through the Apple TV in some type of video weird thing. That might be a, you know, neat interesting feature to be able to have on the Apple TV. But it's cool that you can just play the audio. It's coming through your TV. You got a group of people around at a Bible study. You don't have to listen to it on a short little Apple, you know, device. You can pump it through your surround sound system. You can tell I'm the huge tech geek here, but you know, that's one of those, you know, incredible features that I found. I was like, wait a minute, this is pumping through my Apple TV. That's really cool. I can do that. I can have a group of people around. It'd be even cooler, as I said, if you're able to put up the, you know, the text right there. I'm sure you can mirror the screen, but it would be cool if there was a way to really, you know, scroll through that, in there as well. But yeah, no, there's lots of other features inside this app too. You have links to like Word on Fire, the Archdiocese of Chicago. Tell me about some of that stuff too.
Well, to answer what you were just addressing, I believe you can scroll it on the Apple TV, because as it was demonstrated to me, and again, I'm not the tech geek. You got the wrong guy heading the team here for explaining all this stuff, but here I am. I work through it, and I think the one thing people appreciate is they don't look at me as some guy talking down to them. They realize that I'm struggling with it sometimes, too, when they have a question. I'm like, well, let me get back to you. I'm going to check with my tech team, and they'll answer it for you. But I did see where, you know, for the classroom and the smart boards that, and on the Apple TV, where you can put your, you know, your text up there. And I believe it links, you know, I know the text highlighted links to the audio. So I'm not sure. If you play with it enough, Bill, I'm sure you'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
If it does or doesn't. And I'm saying I'm not sure, but I believe it does. Getting into the other content that we're talking about here, Father Barron and I are good friends. That was a must to link down, because Word on Fire is the number one Catholic website going right now. He's just got so much wonderful content out there. He's got the Catholicism right now. He also has Lenten reflection. I do it every day. It takes less than a minute. Yesterday's was 56 seconds because he had audio. It's just little things like that add to the wholeness of what we're trying to create here, which is a Catholic toolbox, if you will. We have Word Made Clear, which is Father Jim McElhone, who's the Director of Biblical Formation for the Archdiocese of Chicago. He also taught at seminary for 23 years, and he knows the Bible backwards and forwards. And so he's put together this website called wordmadeclear.org, which I highly recommend to people. And basically he dissects who these writers are. He calls them portrait painters, the four portraits, the four artists, you know. And who is Matthew? Who is Mark? Who is Luke? He's working on John now, but he's got three of them done. And he also created a Biblical Origins of the Mass, which I think is fantastic, because with the new missal, a lot of people are confused and wondering, well, why consubstantial? Why, and with your spirit, why are these things being changed? Especially the older people that are, you know, comfortable in their own ways. And, you know, he explains that. And it's free, because I know there's an app out there right now that charges people for the Mass Explained, and I just think that Father McElhone, who better than him, and he's got maps and pictures and just a wonderful content on there in sort of a lecture-type format. So that's on there as well, so he tells you who. And then we have Jeff Caven's Bible Adventure, which as you know, I'm sure a lot of people do. It gives you a timeline of when these things happen. As obviously, we know the New Testament basically happened in 3 years or thereabouts. But, you know, putting together the puzzle of the Old Testament as to when things actually occurred, you know, you're talking 500 years in some cases. And he brings that all together and explains it to you. So you got Jeff Cavins with that. You've got Father Macklin with Word Made Clear, and Father Barron, who explains all things Catholicism to us, whether it's watching one of his videos or seeing a movie review or listening to him preach, whatever it is, it's there for you. And then we also have the news of the Catholic news agency, which is up there, that explains the news all over the world. It covers the Vatican and everything else, and you can look at it in different languages. And then we did have the Archdiocese of Chicago up there for a long time because they were the first ones to support us on this, but there's just been an outcry here in Chicago as well as many other places to have the daily readings, which we just added today or in the last couple of days. So that's all up there. And then, as I mentioned, the big outcry was for Spanish, and we have that as well. So just the four Gospels, and I'll explain our Lenten reading program as well. But so that is all that will be carried with you the rest of the time. And then as far as Lent goes, Father McElhone created a Lenten reading program, which involves reading two chapters a day, and it also has references to Word Made Clear, so you can listen to him explain what you're about to hear or read. And each day you go in, and starting with Ash Wednesday, so we're 7 days behind, or 6 days behind right now, 7 days behind, so you'd have probably about 70 minutes to catch up, and then you could go forward from there. But the Archdiocese is asking people, what are you giving up for Lent this year? How about some time? And in the 46 days of Lent, you can read 10 or 15 minutes a day and read all four Gospels in the time that it takes from Ash Wednesday to Easter.
It is. This is just incredible. You know, I'm listening to you speak and talk about this app and all the different people that are involved. I mean, you have Father Robert Barron, you know, Father McElhone, you have all these incredible minds. I mean, these minds are the smartest minds in Catholicism. I mean, Jeff Cavins, you look at this, these are some of the absolutest, smartest minds in all of the entire church, and they're in one little app on your phone. Of course, you can buy the CD version of this, which is just the New Testament audio, but, I mean, this app is loaded. This app is loaded. Chock full of spirituality for young people, for old people, for whoever is looking for something to help guide them in their spirituality. This is much more than just an audio Bible. It is chock full of stuff. So I encourage our listeners really very much so to find this app on the App Store. You can just search for Truth and Life. Right in the store, it's the first thing that pops up in your app store, Truth and Life. But you know, this is just absolutely incredible. And I think I want to transition just a little bit from all of these features to how it's impacted your faith. You know, Michael, by the way, for our listeners joining us here about halfway through, again, this is Michael Stark. He is the executive producer of the Truth and Life Bible, or the audio Bible and app. So, Michael, you know, just tell me a little bit about how this has impacted your personal faith, because that's the bottom line. I mean, right, we've got all these features, but the goal, as you pointed out in the beginning, is that what we're trying to do is, you know, impact the billions of Catholics that are out there and help deepen their faith. So, obviously, I can tell just by the tone of your voice and the way that you're talking that this has greatly impacted your personal faith. So what are some of the ways that the app has done that for you?
Well, I definitely want to talk about that, but I wanted to add one more thing.
Yeah.
As I said on those TV commercials, you've talked about a lot of things, but that's not all, folks. We have not mentioned the fact that the full Ignatius Study Bible with Scott Hahn and Curtis Misch, if you want some more brilliant minds in the Catholic Church, is also available in our app.
Wow.
So you've got, I mean, it is a toolbox. And for an additional cost of $19.95, the Ignatius Bible is available, the Ignatius Study Bible. So any words that are underlined, you tap on and you get Vatican II commentary as well as, or contents as well as their commentary on it. And that's all available. And if you get the audio and the study Bible together at the same time, you get 25% off. So it's $30 for the complete Ignatius study Bible as well as the whole audio of the New Testament. So that's pretty much the whole nine yards now to this point, until somebody comes and says, hey, can you do this? And we say, yes. And we're always open to ideas. How do you progress if you don't listen to smart young minds like yourself and, you know, some of these other people out there around the world that are, you know, saying, hey, you know, it'd really be neat if you could do this. I mean, we're already talking about putting in some graphics and some maps and some stuff like that, maybe doing it in some other languages. Where we've made apps for EWTN, Lighthouse, and Ignatius, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, obviously, the folks out of Lighthouse that have done a wonderful job in creating some of the content, you know, with the, you know, Scott Hahn, and, you know, because their app links you to his stuff. So there's a lot of really cool stuff out there going, and then we're trying to put it all in one neat little package.
Yeah.
And then to get back to your question, I'm sorry I digressed there.
No, it's important you add those features.
Well, it is. I mean, it's important that people know that that's where we're coming with this thing. I mean, worst case scenario for somebody financially is $30 for, you know, the Ignatius Study Bible. And it's not for everybody. I mean, a lot of people don't bother to add on the audio. But, I mean, to me, just listening to it makes it so much better. I think I can quote Archbishop Lestecki from Milwaukee, the gentleman who followed Cardinal Dolan as the Archbishop of Milwaukee. I love his quote when he said, it's like you follow Jesus and the apostles around with a boom mic. You feel like you're there.
Yeah.
So that's cool. But my faith has been impacted greatly, Bill. Just the people that I have met and call friends now. I mean, I played golf with Father Barron. I consider him a very close friend. Scott Hahn is a neat guy to talk to. I mean, these people are all encouraging. You know, as an outsider sometimes coming in, you feel, okay, how am I going to be received by these smart experts? I'm I'm just a guy, you know, and I don't consider myself by any stretch of the imagination on a level of these people, but I do think that with the people I've surrounded myself with, Carl Amari, who created this, and the Farrells, Lance Farrell, who helped put this app together with the other contents that we've got, I feel pretty darn smart because these people have helped me. But just the response I've gotten from some people, whether it be seminarians or old retired bishops or a couple blind ladies I met at Leadership Day at the, you know, Chicago Leadership Day a year ago, that ended up, for some reason, they ended up at my table by, you know, to listen to a speech by Father McElhone, and they were the only two blind people in the whole thing, and this was the last conference of the day, and they happened to be stuck at my table by some miracle, and I ran out to my car and gave them the sets of the CDs, because obviously they're a little older and they weren't going to be playing with an app. But it's just, you know, you realize all your life you go through it and you do this and you do that, and you say, well, you know, at the end of the day, what difference have I made? And I can now tell you honestly, I feel I've made a huge difference because so many people have been touched by this. And I feel it's my job now to spread the word of God. And how simple is it to send people a code or an email or just say, hey, go to downloadjesus.com for your Catholic Bible. You know, Jesus and the apostles were risking their life every day. They went out to preach the word and dusting themselves off from certain towns that rejected them. Somebody doesn't like me, I can just say, okay, have a nice day. Click. I'll send you an email anyway because I know you don't want it, but I'm going to send it to you. Maybe you'll figure it out that you probably could use this. So that's helped me a lot.
That's fantastic. I'm glad it's impacted your personal faith, Michael, and it certainly is impacting many, many, many more, you know, people out there. You know, as you mentioned to me, you know, before the show a couple days ago, you had mentioned that, you know, there were 24,000 downloads just on Ash Wednesday, I believe, which was the day that you launched the Spanish. Yeah. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, we've got this app is just unbelievable. And, you know, we've got the obligation, as you say, you know, to spread the gospel to the whole world, you know.
Yes, sir.
You know, so that's the beauty of this thing. It makes it extremely easy. downloadjesus.com. I mean, it's pretty easy to tell somebody that. I found this great app, downloadjesus.com, which is your website, of course.
Right.
And the logo is extremely striking. The people behind this app are some of, you know, not only the smartest actors and the smartest theologians, but there's some really smart tech people behind this, as you pointed out as well. Some incredible graphic artists, some incredible people who have developed amazing sound effects and amazing, music soundtrack behind this thing. I mean, there is, you know, it is a world-class app, I just encourage our listeners to really take heart, download Jesus. I mean, that's the bottom line. Downloadjesus.com. Are there any other things that I'm missing, Michael? Am I missing something huge here that I haven't asked you?
I think you knocked it out of the park. I think we pretty much covered it all. Kudos to the people that are behind this, the Farrells, and the people down at Futuresoft who make code for Microsoft and the government, by the way, which is kind of cool because some of the money they've made in the past from the government has helped fund the Catholic Bible. So thank you. They're probably Republicans in office at the time. But yeah, they write code for, they don't do a lot because they are really focused on the Christian faith, and they worked on that Word of Promise as well. And they're trying to, evangelize. That's their objective, is to create a product. And, working with the folks at EWTN and some of these other people that we've talked to at the USCCB, we want to make this thing the easiest way for people, not just of faith like you and I, but for the people that Matthew Kelly talks about all the time. You've got a tremendous number of fallen away Catholics, and here's a way to approach them in a non-aggressive way and say, hey, look, I know, you don't want me dragging you, kicking and screaming into church, but would you like to listen to my, it's got Blair Underwood and Kristen Bell, you know who they are, right? And then you just press play, and they're like, wow, that's pretty cool. And then, so these disinterested people, this might be the way to get them back. And the other number that just disgusts me is, these kids are getting confirmed right now as we speak. A lot of kids are getting confirmed Catholic, and these are 14-year-olds. And by the time they're 22, by the time they're done with college, 15% of the kids are going to be Catholics, and 85% are going to drift away. So how do we inspire them to retain their faith? And keep it. And part of the new evangelization, as a strong part of it, is reaching those that were baptized Catholic. It's not just a matter of talking to people that are going to church every Sunday, like Lucy, I'm preaching to the choir. No, the objective here is to evangelize and bring more people into the church, and here's a way to do it. Just do it on your own time. You don't need to feel that you're intimidated by some smart guy that knows more than you and, is going to start talking Bible trivia with you, and you feel stupid. No, here's a way for you to do it, and you don't want to read these big words, and you can't understand what they mean. Well, here you go.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, you can listen to Father Mackel and explain what you just heard, and it's just an easy way to digest it. It's non-threatening, and hopefully it'll encourage, in today's tech world, it'll meet people on their own level, because everyone's got a smartphone. It doesn't take up a lot of space, and you take your Bible everywhere you go. Because who leaves their house without a smartphone or their cell phone these days?
Yeah.
Treat the Bible like you would your phone. Take it with you, check it for messages, check it for, get some faith when you need it.
That's
Bible
exactly
on the go,
right.
What you want to call it, it's there for you.
Right. Bingo. That's it. You know what? And during this Lenten season, here's my challenge to anyone listening. If it's within your financial means, help somebody download this app. Gift it on iTunes to somebody you know that's struggling. It's very easy if you go to your iTunes account on your thing, or even your Google Play account, to be able to send as gift, to someone. So, say, I will gift this to someone who's struggling. It'll be my Lenten thing. If it's within your financial means, as you say, it's not really all that expensive to be able to gift this to somebody. It's, $30. Or $40, and it's worth it if you can forego a cup of coffee or something during Lent, and you've saved up a little bit of extra money and giving alms in some strange way to help someone reach their goal of coming back to the church, or maybe they're teetering, as you say, as Matthew Kelly says, you know, if we engage that one more percent, you know, right. Go from 7 to 8%, you know, that's a fantastic way to
yes
do that.
Yes or yes.
You know, just give it away. If somebody's teetering, you know, all right, you know, Jesus, okay, it might be a struggle, you know, to do it, but gift it to them because it can change their lives and change their heart. So I just want to thank you so much, Michael, for spending the time with me here on Patchwork Heart Radio to help reach an audience that truly is passionate about their Catholic faith and is always looking for ways to help others beat to a different heart. So thank you for doing that and spending
my
some
pleasure.
Time with me today. All right, well, that will sort of take our show to an end today here. This is Young Catholics Respond. I am your host, Bill Snyder, and until next time, keep beating to your Catholic heart. Young Catholics Respond is a production of Patchwork Heart Radio, an initiative of Patchwork Heart Ministry. For more information about Patchwork Heart Ministry, visit www.patchworkheart.org or email info@patchworkheart.org.